The prophet Jeremiah was born in the 7th century BC in Anathoth, a town to the northeast of Jerusalem, in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin. Son of a priest named Hilkiah, Jeremiah, whose name means "the Lord exalts," was called by God to the prophetic ministry when he was still very young. It was in the year 627 BC, the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, king of Judah. Josiah had already begun his reforms to rid Judah of idolatry and pagan customs, and this led to a religious revival among the people. Jeremiah's public ministry lasted 40 years or more, extending over the reigns of four kings and continuing even after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. At the time of his call, Jeremiah had a vision. God spoke to him and said, "Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah was young and inexperienced, so he answered, "Ah, Sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said, "Do not say, 'I am only a child,' for you must go to everyone I send you to and announce whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you and will deliver you." The Lord reached out his hand and touched the young man's mouth, saying, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you over the nations to uproot and tear down, to build and plant." Then Jeremiah had two visions. The Lord said, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" The young man answered, "I see the branch of an almond tree. This tree, the first to flower in spring, is called in Hebrew the watching tree and symbolizes divine vigilance." The Lord said, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Then the Lord spoke again, saying, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" The prophet replied, "I see a boiling pot tilting away from the north." The pot looked as though it was about to spill its seething contents towards the south. The Lord said, "From the north disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land because of their wickedness in forsaking me to worship idols. I will pronounce my judgments on Jerusalem and all the towns of Judah for burning incense to other gods and worshipping what their hands have made. Now stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be afraid or tremble in their presence. Today I have made you a fortified city and an iron pillar to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, the priests, and the people. They will fight against you, but will not prevail, for I am here to save you." Throughout Josiah's godly reign, Jeremiah had little to fear, because the king made every effort to root out idolatry in Judah and Israel. The young prophet encouraged Josiah to remain faithful to God's covenant, especially after a copy of the Book of the Law was found in the temple. But Jeremiah was also well aware that these reforms would not last. A few years later, Josiah was killed fighting the armies of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt. He was only 39 years old when he died. From then on, the kings of Judah and the people of Jerusalem reverted rapidly to open idolatry, and Jeremiah had to face a nation that was increasingly hostile and rebellious. The men of Anathoth, his native town, were among the first to oppose him, and they even plotted to kill him. Nevertheless, Jeremiah continued to prophesy, committing himself to God's care and protection. The antagonism that began in Anathoth soon spread throughout the nation and caused the prophet much suffering. But in spite of the calumny and persecution, Jeremiah remained faithful to his God. Next episode, Jeremiah and King Jehoiakim.